This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
And Big Gwen,
the Q&A episode.
White now.
Of my favorite movie. Oh, God. Should we start off?
Yeah.
Stephen just shook his head no.
Stephen said no, don't start over.
I don't think we're, yeah.
You like Elmer Fudd? You like the Elmer Fudd intro?
That made me laugh.
All right.
Well, let's leave it in.
Then, you know what, if Stephen likes it, let's leave it in.
Can you do fake drunk this entire episode?
Yes, this is a Q&A. Is there a bit? Shh. This is not a secret. Always a secret with that girl. Always leaning in with her weird breath.
I have to tell you something. And then,
I have to tell you something. I threw up earlier. I threw up and I took a nap and came back to the bar. What? Could you get away from me? Sorry, I just had this idea.
Yeah.
What if I did a one-woman show where it's me and drunk me from the 90s?
Yes!
Switching off. And it's like the spotlight goes up. Yes, exactly. Where it's just like, why did you feel the need to escape into the bottle every night? I'd be like, sir, what are you talking about?
I'm so thirsty.
You used to party and now you... What do you like?
Can you... I want you to... Let's keep going with this.
Okay.
I want you to record I want to record sober... Current Karen.
Okay.
And so that, you know, we don't, the switching will get too confusing.
Like, okay.
So we just have recorded Karen, and then drunk Karen, old Karen is in person there.
So you're saying I get to drink again just because it's a show and it's not my fault and it wasn't my idea.
Fake drunk Karen.
Okay.
Is there again.
Great.
Okay. What is her hair? Did she have her hair in a ponytail? Did she wear a ponytail?
She's just cut bangs. Hold on, it looks good. You don't know.
All right, sorry.
Drunk Karen was the kind of person who would cut bangs so short that the next day when I would first see people who would, I would be premiering my bangs like at the Gap, people would be like, oh.
Wow, like,
yeah,
shocking bangs.
They would back up. They were mental hospital bangs. They were like, I found a razor in the bathroom and I gave myself a trim.
Like what I did to Barbie when I was 4 and was like, Barbie needs fucking bangs. And all you did, you basically just shaved her head in the bang area.
Yes.
Just shaved the bangs.
The more you cut Barbie's hair, the more you liked cutting Barbie's hair until you were down to the plugs.
Yes.
Till it was like, well, now Barbie is a skinhead.
Because Barbie has to be a fucking racist skinhead.
She was a racist anyway, and she's always on her goddamn tiptoes.
Ugh.
Let's shave this bitch's head.
God. We're in Europe right now.
Guys, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Comment allez-vous.
For some reason, Karen wants to be in Paris really badly.
Paris, France is what Europe is to me.
We're in the UK and Europe, so we're in the pod loft, technically.
Right now.
Technically, we're in the pod loft.
In our time. You know what's funny, though? I don't think we need to be so constrained by the concept of time, since people listen to this shit out of order anyway.
Time, space, location, all of this shit.
You know what? It is all just human construct.
It's the government.
Let it go. It's aliens. The clock is aliens. Let it go.
Alien government. The government of Mars.
It's the government trying to put their shit on you.
Yeah, I'm like, I refuse to be like told what time it is by the government.
Here's the thing. Does government think smarter than me? Yeah. It's not smarter than me.
Okay.
I love him.
So we're doing...
There's always crying about some random person.
Being in love with someone.
Being in love with someone that the friend I'm talking to is like, I don't think you've ever talked about this person before. I don't know who you're talking about right now. No, I love him. I'm like talking about the bouncer.
Then you trade a piece of clothing with some other drunk girl. That ever happened to you? I had a drunk girl demand that we switch belts, and I was just like, okay.
You have to go at that drunk improv.
Yeah.
It's so much easier, because if you tell a drunk girl who wants to switch belts with you, did she think it was funny? Because I would do that. I would get these ideas that I was like,
switch out
this. Isn't this hilarious? One time I told all my friends, this is when I lived in Sacramento, I was like, you guys, I'm going to order a grasshopper. No, I'm doing it. It was like a mint. Have you ever had a grasshopper? It's like a blended drink made of cream de mint.
I just pictured you on Amazon ordering grasshoppers, the insects, the insect. Live grasshoppers.
I'm going to get this boa constrictor. No, I'm going to. Anyway.
That's how I got my first pair of Doc Martens, though, is at a party, a drunk girl.
Switched?
When I was like 13. I was like, give me your fucking, I had like climbing boots on that I hated, and she gave me her purple Docs. I know.
Why? Because she was drunk?
Because she was drunk and stupid. And like, she was like a basic bitch.
You had like broken in purple Docs.
Yep. 8-hole broken in purple Docs.
Congratulations.
Changed my life.
Yeah.
Best shoes I've ever had. Why didn't I keep them? Okay.
The first time you start wearing combat boots as a girl in your 20s, I'm telling you, if you hadn't had the experience, if you're a girl who's like, I need to curl the bottoms of my hair and always wear some version of a heel, God bless.
Yeah.
I get the comfort. That's your style. What I'm saying is take a summer off.
Yeah.
Get a job. 2 towns over and just start wearing flannels and fucking combat boots. Mm-hmm. Just see what it feels like. Because I'm telling you, there is something about lacing up a boot and having that thing of like, oh, you can't kick me in the toe.
And you start to call them shit kickers. And then you feel like a fucking badass.
Yeah.
And it's the best.
And you just are like, you get real down to business.
Yeah. You clomp everywhere.
You clomp. It's very tank girl, but wherever you live.
Yeah. But I'm, you're still saying, cute. Don't worry. You're still cute.
There's so much cuteness available. They are. All know this.
Yeah.
These are people who are like, yeah, we're from now. We have the internet. We know how fashion works.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Finally.
Karen, this is a question from Lisa.
Lisa?
Okay. Have you ever done an escape room?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I have no interest. Let's do it.
Okay. Like force ourselves to do it somewhere?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's an interesting concept and I've heard people talk about it. There were people, remember when we were at the St. Patrick's Day party at Joe's, there were people leaving to go to an escape room, and the way they described it sounded fun.
To me, like, you're leaving a party where you just hang out and talk and drink to go escape from a room.
Yeah.
That's like, that's what you're doing right now. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Why don't you, you know what you could do? If you're at a party, you've never been at this apartment before, let me run ahead. I'll lock some shit up and now just try to leave this party. I'll stop you all along the way.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I don't want to do things I don't want to do activities in public where you can succeed or fail.
Right. And it's a panic to fucking succeed. Succeeding has a time limit.
Yeah.
And maybe you, me and Vince should do an escape room or a karaoke room when we're in Europe.
I will 100% do both of those with you, because here's what will happen in the escape room. Vince will take over and be so fucking hilarious that we'll just stand there laughing while he takes care of it for us.
And we won't care.
Right.
So we'll never escape.
I mean, also, I do have... There is a lot of faith in the idea of an escape room, because all it's going to take is one lunatic to run one of those where suddenly it's not a game.
Right.
And you're actually locked into a weird room.
Oh, you're thinking of like the next Saw movie.
I've written Saw 11.
It's called Escape Room.
Escape Room.
Okay. You want me to ask you more?
No, let me ask you one.
Go ahead.
I think we should go back and forth.
Okay, great.
Let's see.
Just pick one at random. Don't even read it.
Okay.
Just
appetizers or desserts, Georgia?
Appetizers. 100 forever for the rest of my life.
Really? That was from Mindy, by the way. Mindy, sorry, I should have said her name first.
Mindy, I need to tell you that my favorite food is happy hour. And that's all I want is appetizers.
And what would you say your number one, two, and three appetizers would be?
Like at a normal place, or if I could like have my dream appetizer?
Let's say the scene we'll set for you is you're at the fanciest restaurant you would want to go to for like your birthday.
Okay.
And that would be?
Oh, shit, man.
Or you can say a type.
Okay.
If you like, don't want to name the place.
I guess Tam O'Shanter over here. Like
that is the fanciest restaurant.
That's all I care about.
It's awesome.
Okay, here's what I want. I don't care where it is. I want a fucking on point cheese plate.
Yes.
Like the on pointiest fucking cheese plate with honey. And
like the one we got in Cleveland.
Yes.
That was the best.
Oh, you know what else I want? Mini fucking corn dogs. Fancy like corn dogs.
We should find out what that restaurant's called. In we Cleveland? Went to a restaurant in Cleveland. It was a brew pub and it had all these items. Go ahead.
And then just like, deviled eggs.
Oh yes, you love a deviled egg.
That's all. That's my three. Like, I just want that for dinner every night.
That might be too high in cholesterol for you.
Okay. Dessert or appetizers?
What my answer is? 100% dessert.
Okay.
I mean, I not that I don't love a good appetizer, but I do am the person who truly, I don't talk about the fact that I'm saving room for dessert. I'm just doing it. but I'll only base it on if I know there's nothing more embarrassing when you're the only one that wants to get dessert.
Do you guys want to order dessert? No.
Come on, we'll split it. And everyone's just staring at you. I'm like, I'm paleo. But my favorite thing is when everyone gets dessert. And when even when the staunchest paleoist break down and get like one scoop of the thing, and then they're like, this is the craziest thing I've ever had. It's like, what? That's what life's all about.
We've been living in Los Angeles for way too long. Everyone is a thing. Everyone is a fucking gluten-free, paleo, vegan, fucking sugar-free,
juicing
fucking bullshit.
Fat flush.
Yes.
All right. That was mine. So what's yours?
Okay. This is a different Lisa. It says, different Lisa. Thank you, Steven. And this is another food question. What are each of your favorite cereals?
Oh, shit.
That's a
bitch.
Great question. I love that these are not murder related.
I like it. Coming straight out of the box with those sugar corn pops.
Sugar pops? Are they called that now?
I think now they're called corn pops, right?
And those are the ones with the frog?
Those are sugar smacks.
Oh.
And those are little weird puffed oats. This is puffed corn.
Oh, I don't know it.
They're bigger. They look like golden nuggets.
Ooh.
And
do they look like what are those things called? Corn, Aztec corn?
That's right. You know those.
Oh, yeah. Corn pops?
Corn pops.
Those are good?
I could eat, I'm not kidding, like 13 bowls of those in a row. I can't have cereal in the house because when I start to eat it, I love it so much that I can't stop.
I think that's a normal thing for people, for like a lot of women.
Really?
Like they can't have cereal in the house.
It's just because you keep on filling up to finish
the milk.
Because
you have a little
milk
left. I know.
Oh, I better finish this milk. Whoops, too dry. Better put some more milk in.
Mine is Raisin Nut Bran. It's like the most boring.
You nerd!
I am such a nerd. Have you had it though?
Is that the one where the raisins are coated in nuts?
Yes.
That's good
shit. It's actually incredibly sweet. So it's not like, it's a secret healthy. It's not healthy.
I like this though.
It's so fucking good. I want to cry. And then like, I'll pour a bowl and eat it and be like, there weren't enough raisin nuts in there. And so I'll pour another bowl to get more raisin nuts. And then there's too many raisin nuts.
Right.
It's my favorite.
I wonder if you shook that box.
I shake it every time and it's just always.
Can't redistribute correctly.
No. It's my problem. Regular milk?
2% is what I usually do.
Okay.
My cousins used to do fat free and it was like, that milk is clear.
It's water.
That milk is blue.
And you're not supposed to drink that anymore now. I don't drink milk anymore, but if
is
I do, yeah, I mean, I just don't have it. Yeah. It's either like vanilla. Sugar, who cares?
Were you going to give us your almond milk order?
Yeah, but some fucking poor person's like, I wanted to hear about murder. Do you have ask a murder one.
Okay. This is from Hillary. This is a fascinating question. Could either of you have stayed married to Robert Graysmith? Robert Graysmith was the cartoonist who worked at the San Francisco Chronicle when they were trying to solve the Zodiac killings.
The weirdo?
And he wrote that book and he's Jake Gyllenhaal in the movie Zodiac by the Finch.
He definitely seemed, you know, you always want to be like, no, it's fascinating. I would have been so interested. He just seemed really emotionally unavailable.
Yes.
He didn't seem like a warm person.
Yes. Yeah. I think, I've already had that relationship. And
which was like what? What are the characteristics?
It was almost exactly like that, where it's a person who's really nice, but has their own interests and is basically feels like they're just living an entirely separate life.
Who doesn't share with you, even if it's an interest you're not interested in.
Yeah.
Or do you just get sick of it after a while?
It's just not, when somebody is so kind of dedicated to their own mind.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really lonely to be with a person like that.
Yeah.
And I'm too, like, I want to be up in everybody's business all the
time.
For
sure.
Like, I need talking and I need, you know, that kind of thing. And like a Gray Smith, it was Jake Gyllenhaal, so it was charming, but he was a lunatic.
Right. Right. I need more codependency in my relationships. And I'm not even kidding.
You need him to need you a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a codependent personality, which I thought was a big problem for a long time until my therapist was like, well, you and Vince are interdependent. You're not codependent because it's working out fine for both of you.
Yeah.
Because you're giving each other what you need.
Exactly.
So it's okay that like you're a little
That's
fucking
the dream.
Lunatic about it. Yeah, and so I need someone who needs me more than that.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I really do.
I like that. Let's see.
Relationship goals.
Okay, here's this one. What's your favorite did they... This is from Katie. What's your favorite did they or didn't they murder?
Well, if you want to get honest about it, how about fucking Natalie Wood's mysterious death and Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken and how
Girl.
They fucking never talk about that or figure it out.
They keep saying, they just said they reopened the case and I was like, tell us everything.
Just tell us why, like, what would be very cool now is if this next wave of the way crime solving starts to work is that we start to just get the true truth of oh, this person paid this person. So it's almost like everything becomes an expose. Oh, well, so-and-so paid somebody $100,000.
Yeah.
Like to actually be able to track bribery, to track all the things and just really know what really happened.
Totally. Well, Stephen made a good point that we need to bring our recorder with us on our tour, because what if the Zodiac is fucking found through DNA while we're there and we're just scrambling to scream into our phone to record an episode.
That would be you do have a selfie stick, right?
I do. I'll bring it.
We need it.
That is brilliant.
We need it.
If you're not already on the fan cult, and I'm talking in the future because I think we've decided that while we're on our UK tour, we're going to be posting videos.
Yes.
Now, it turns out we're going to be doing it with a fucking selfie stick.
Selfie stick. I think it'll be funny and fun.
I think it's a fucking great idea.
To do it that way.
I'm going to bring a bigger purse just so I can carry it in my big purse.
I mean, I have to say, I don't like recording myself in any way, but the idea of us keeping a video log as we travel through Europe in the weirdest it's almost anti-tourism the way tours end up going. You like get there, you get to your room, you pass out, you're super tired, you work on your shit, you go to a show, you have this super,
you're in this
surreal
venue in the back of this like weird auditorium with like weird snacks. Oh, and they're gonna be especially weird because they're fucking
foreign snacks.
I love foreign snacks.
Oh, and it's gonna be higher quality because they care about human beings. Oh, it's gonna be really nice. And no vegetables,
please.
Okay.
Wait, was that you? Oh, yeah. We said, did they or didn't they? Oh, yeah. Robert Wagner.
Oh, sorry.
I don't care. I want that one,
What's
too.
What's yours?
JonBenet. I don't care.
Oh, JonBenet.
Yeah. They did.
What if all these oldies just start getting solved?
Ooh, that'll be fun.
That'll be like, that could be the perfect antidote to the Trump administration. Like, I already, like, when Golden State Killer, when they arrest him, something lifted off of me that was just like,
fair.
More of this.
Because it's fair.
Finally justice.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so unfair that this motherfucker got to hide.
Yes.
And that's a good point.
Fair. It's finally fair.
Yeah, it's going to be even. It's not, but.
Georgia.
Okay. Yeah.
This is from Justine.
Justine.
Do you believe in astrology?
No.
You do not.
But it's fun.
Yeah. But you don't like believe it's the truth.
I think it's really fun and it doesn't hurt anyone. And I'll always want to hear my horoscope. If someone's like, oh, I'm going to read my horoscope, fucking read me, Gemini. But here's the problem too, is that my sign, Gemini, we're fucking known for being batshit, bananas, crazy, unreliable, shitty people. And I swear to God, I'm not, and I'm sure every Gemini says this, I'm not like normal Geminis. I know Geminis.
Yes.
And they're fucking whack.
My mother was a Gemini.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. What was she like? Is she like me at all? What were they like? A little opinionated bit. Opinionated and rah, 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 you know?
But yeah, it's just the turns. It's the turns of like good mood, bad mood, or that? Interested, not interested. Not like you don't do it emotionally. You're very steady emotionally, thank in my you. Opinion. You change your mind a lot.
That's true.
But that's just
not true. That's kind of true. It's kind of true.
You know it.
Do you, Taurus? You're
yes,
a Taurus.
Yes. Except for the way they describe Taurus. Taurus?
Taurus.
I said it like the car commercial. Taurus. The way they describe it is like homebound, earthy, into flowers or whatever. No. I'm like, you're just describing a cow. That's, you're saying what a cow
but
does.
But don't they
in the
say
field.
You're like, you guys are like, you're the opposite of me where you like make a decision and there's no fucking changing your mind at all.
That's right. Stubborn. Super stubborn and super like stick to the plan.
Yeah. I don't believe, I guess the thing is I don't believe in astrology. I enjoy it. So I don't believe, you know what I mean? Like, of course, when I meet a dude I'm dating that I'm into, I look up yes. Geminis and whatever the fuck go together.
Exactly. Find that birthday.
Yeah.
And everyone does this. I wonder if guys, I bet guys don't do it, but girls do this all the
guys
time.
Guys don't do it for sure.
that's right. You find the person's birthday and then you look up that like Linda Goodman sun signs and you're like, oh my God, look yeah, at how like compatible we are.
I will say like Vince is a pretty perfect Leo and which is like a steady, fucking reliable, dependable person.
Yep.
And it works with my fucking crazy brain Gemini.
My sister's a Leo too.
Oh. Yeah. You asked me that one.
I did.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Sorry, but
one.
Did I say that was Justine's? Because it was yes. Justine's question.
Justine.
It was fun to talk about Justine.
Oh, okay. This is from Karina. Do you have any tips for traveling and easing anxiety in strange places? Or should I do a murder one?
No, that's good.
Music. Constantly have music in your ears or something soothing that you enjoy.
Yeah, you got to get those wireless earbuds.
Oh, the best.
They are worth, I think they're $150.
This is not a commercial.
It is not a commercial. This is like, if you're on old school headphones.
And you keep walking past a doorknob and ripping them out of your fucking head.
The worst. Get those wireless ones. They're little, it just feels like you are in your own world. And then you're able to build your own world a little bit.
Yeah.
And know that if you, by traveling, if you mean you're nervous to fly on a plane. I just told somebody else this the day I was locked out of my house. And I said, ask me anything. You have to remember that when you're flying, you're safer on a plane than you are in your bathroom.
Oh my God.
You're more likely to get killed in your bathroom than you are on a plane. And you have to watch if you start to get nervous or your mental kind of storyline starts taking over, just start watching the stewardesses, the air hostesses, whatever the fuck they're called, flight attendants.
Mm-hmm. Flight attendants.
Is it flight attendant?
I think it's flight attendant.
Okay. Is that the newest one though?
I don't know.
But they are so calm. They do it all day long. You can always look at them and be like, that's what I'm supposed to be matching.
Yeah.
And also they know if you really start feeling like you're going to have a panic attack or something, fucking tell one of them. Yeah. They're trained to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because people do get like, you just don't like to be in a enclosed space. But if you can get some earbuds, then you'll be in a weird world inside of your own head. And then it won't feel like you're just in a plane.
My thing for traveling too with anxiety, which I've overcome because I've had to travel so fucking much. So I would say travel a lot, but you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Is that I kept realizing that I would be anxious and unhappy and nervous every time I'd go anywhere. And then I'd come back and everything would be fine. And I would be really bummed that I had missed an opportunity to explore and enjoy, you know, where I was and what I was doing. And it's just, you don't want to live your life being disappointed that your anxiety overtook your life, you know, because I'd be like, the cats are going to die. The house is, I need to get home. And I'd come home and the cats wouldn't give a shit that I was home.
Yes.
Or they would for a minute and then they would be over it. And I'm like, fuck, I wish I really had taken a walk instead of taking a nap because I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, and seen Seattle or whatever the fuck. So,
but I think you're right in that you need the proof. If you have anxiety and it keeps you from doing things, then you get to keep that storyline in your head because you never prove yourself otherwise.
Right.
But like you were forced to travel.
Yeah.
We went on tour. Suddenly you're like, this is no big deal. I'm doing it every other weekend. Remember when we first planned the first tour, we were like, we don't want to do that many dates and we don't want to go that many places because neither of us were that interested. And when he was like, you're going to go to Australia. I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
Those were all my reactions.
I was like, well, great. I'm going to die on my way to Australia.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
It's just, when you have anxiety, it's hard
just to know
leave.
What your brain is serving up to you is normal human bullshit.
Right. And it's a lie.
It's a lie. And it happens to everybody. And you don't, the alarms aren't going off. It's actually just normal brain processes. Yeah.
And practice for all of this makes perfect, because the more you prove to yourself that you're incorrect about what you were worried about, the less you'll believe it when it comes up again, and you'll just blow it off at some point, which is really fucking cool.
Yeah, you'll have a new experience.
Yeah.
And hopefully find something else to be stressed out about.
Right.
They're out there.
If you're like me, you're always looking for a story to dive into. Whether it's a family drama or a mystery to solve, the key to getting hooked is the details. I need rich visuals and intricate storylines, and June's Journey has that and more. June's Journey is a mobile mystery game that follows June Parker, a daring young woman, on a quest to uncover the truth about her sister's murder. This is your chance to test your detective skills, because you'll play the game as June herself. Explore beautifully designed scenes from the 1920s, like lavish estates and gardens, and don't forget to keep an eye out for hidden clues. There are twists, turns, and catchy tunes, all leading you deeper into the thrilling storyline. And if you play well enough, you could make it to the Detective Club. There, you'll chat with other players and compete with or against them. June needs your help, but watch out, you never know which character might be a villain. Shocking family secrets will be revealed, but will you crack the case? Find out as you escape this world and dive into June's world of mystery, murder, and romance. It's all just one tap away. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey. Download the game for free on iOS and Android. Goodbye.
Georgia, have you ever been blown away by the most simple dish at a restaurant, like perfectly scrambled eggs?
Oh my God, yes, Karen. And then all I want to do is make that dish at home and eat it every day.
Well, you probably could, as long as you have the chef's secret ingredient, Made In cookware.
Made In was created to bring restaurant quality performance kitchenware to home chefs around the world.
For years, they've built their business by supplying restaurants and top chefs with high-end cookware. Some of Tom Colicchio's most treasured dishes at his restaurant Kraft are made in Made In.
Whether you're cooking for professional critics or just the critics you live with, your meals will benefit from the quality of Made In products.
Like their carbon steel cookware, it combines the best of both cast iron and stainless steel clad, so it's rugged enough for grills or an open flame. It's the MVP of summer cookouts and cook-ins. What I really love about Made In cookware is that it actually makes something like having a Memorial Day barbecue much more convenient, because you can keep everything on the grill. If you need to throw, say, a pan of garlic up on the top while you're grilling your steaks on the bottom, it's strong enough, durable enough to do that.
If you want to take your cooking to the next level, remember what so many great dishes have in common. They're all made in.
Save up to 25% this Memorial Day from May 18th through May 27th when you visit madeincookware.com.
That's M-A-D-E-I-N cookware.com.
Goodbye. It's me, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Georgia.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to name names or not.
Always.
But this is from Kelly. If you could go back to high school, which teacher would you tell off?
Oh. I don't remember his name, but there was this creepy fucking...
Probably for the best.
...political science teacher who was like... He was like the poli-sci and the fucking football coach teacher, you know? And he like wore a gold chain and had his like... He always wore khakis and then the like high school logo like polo button like polo shirt, and would be unbuttoned a little with the hair, and like he would flirt with the popular girls like they loved him.
Sure.
And like they would like I remember when sitting on his lap for some reason.
Wow.
Like he was a creep, but only to the like pretty popular girls, which I clearly wasn't. not that I wanted his attention, but I was like, from a place of over here, this is fucking wrong and creepy.
Yes.
And no, and everyone else loved him. There was, you know, the popular kid's favorite teacher.
Yes.
I'm sure he bought them beer.
Yeah, yeah. It's like almost like a weird cult springs up. Yeah. Well, also, those are those weird moments in when you're growing up and you're kind of like, when you those lines between popular, unpopular, or like hot and not hot, they can be blurry for a while because you just don't ever want to know for sure, or you can kind of kid yourself or whatever. Yeah. But when there are creepy adults that are like hone in on girls, and it starts to happen to you in your, you know, like when you're 13 and older, where suddenly like, you know, you don't have a target on you. So, so at first you're like, oh, thank God. And then you're kind of like, I'm invisible.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to feel about it because it's like, it's so creepy. And yet at the same time,
There's something wrong with you. Yeah. It's cause you're not living. It feels like it's cause you don't know how to live in society the way everyone else does.
Right.
Like
when
you're
actually
an outcast.
It's like you're not being targeted by a fucking
predator. Yeah. So I know there was a girl. Yeah. What about you?
We had a teacher. I had a teacher that was, I would just love to go in and be like, you have a rage issue. He was like this insane screamer, and he was not like, I think it was this thing. He was on the shorter side. And I think it was a thing of like keeping the class in control, but it would go so far past normal yelling at a classroom full of kids. And people would just be like sitting there, like rolling their eyes.
Isn't it
crazy?
And
he would be like snapping. And it was in Catholic school, like they don't have to.
Yeah.
It's not the same like standards. They can kind of do whatever they want. So there were teachers in my high school that were fucking insane.
Isn't it crazy to watch an adult lose their temper when you're like younger?
Yes.
And you're like, an adult losing their temper is like funny almost.
Yeah.
And like, oh God.
Well, especially when they're like seething, where you're kind of like, sorry, this is about something
this
else.
This doesn't fit.
This is not, this is not about chemistry.
Was his name Joseph D'Angelo?
I mean, for real, like inappropriate anger where it's like, it's so nice that we're slowly coming into a time where that truly is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like people go, oh, that's not normal.
No. I feel like though, luckily there's more teachers I'd want to go back and thank. Then I'd want to go back and
yell
at, thankfully.
Definitely.
Okay, let's see here. Da-da-da-da. All right, this is from Rebecca. Which celebrity do you think has murdered someone and used their abundant resources to cover it up? I want it to be someone, I know who it is. Paul Giamatti.
How dare you? How dare you?
I bet he has killed multiple people.
No, that man is, his heart is right on his sleeve. How dare you say that about my sweet baby angel?
So are his victims.
You know who I would say? I think it's someone more like, it's like a Vanna White type. You know what I mean? One of those people where they're like head turns on their neck like they're a weird doll.
What about not Pat Sajak? Who's Jeopardy? Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek.
Trebek.
I think he's too much of a nerd to kill anybody.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he likes to get dirty.
No, and also, I think it's much more likely that he's going to be killed himself correctly pronouncing a Spanish, like the name of a mission. It would be like, Vallejo, and then someone just stabs him in the eye.
Vallejo, and then he just gets punched in the mustache.
Right. Remember when he shaved his mustache for a while?
Yeah.
Georgia, this is from Kelly. What's your dream vacation?
Oh, God, a nap.
Dream vacation.
I don't know. I just like eating.
So hot weather, cold weather.
Okay. Hot, warm weather.
Warm
weather. Sunny weather.
Beach side or mountains, jungle?
A little of both.
Okay.
Kauai. I want to go to Kauai.
Nice.
There we go.
Have you been to that island?
No.
You've been to Hawaii though?
Yeah.
Right? I can't believe how Hawaii smells.
Oh, it's just tropical.
Like you get out of that fucking airport. Well, I've only been to Maui, but we walk out of the airport and you're just like, wait, what's happening?
I think I'm going to do it this summer.
Do it.
Because we've just been traveling so much. When we get back from this tour that we're currently on.
Yeah. Right
this
moment.
And take a real vacation.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna, what do you want to do? Oh, you want to go to Vienna. Venice?
Somewhere. Well, I do want to go to Venice, Italy. Somewhere with a V. Yeah. Victorville.
That's the one.
There it is.
Virginia. No, actually, Virginia is probably really beautiful.
Virginia's for lovers.
It is.
I want to go to, yes, I want to go to Venice, Italy, before it is submerged underwater.
Do it.
Yeah, I like Italy. I like Italy.
Hey, speaking of Victorville, Kelly wants to know, what's your least favorite part about Southern California?
God, Kelly, thank you for letting me just open up my book here.
Get up on your box.
My least favorite part of Southern California is the fact that I think there's more people like this up north now, but it used to be very Southern California thing when I moved here in the 90s. Mothers wearing their daughters' jeans with fucking facelifts, trying to act like they too are also still in high school. I find that, and it happens a ton in the San Fernando Valley, I find it to be heart-wrenchingly horrifying. Like, depressing. I find those women, yeah, it's depressing. It's like they want to go back. They're like kind of using their daughter in this weird, creepy puppet master way where it's like, do you want to wear this? And it's so much.
The ones who are like, we get confused for sisters all the time. Yes. Like, no, you fucking don't.
No, you fucking don't. A and B. How about you step back? You've already had your fucking 48 years. Step back and let Mackenzie step forward for 5 fucking seconds. Like, that thing is so sick down
here. My mom's my best friend.
Ugh, no.
My mom's my best friend.
I used to do this in my act, but I had a joke where I said to my mom, I was trying to borrow money from her, so I told her she was my best friend. And she goes, well, you're not my best friend. She really said that to me.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because she's my mom.
Exactly.
Not my best friend.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to have best friends that are my age, and my mom has best friends that are her age. And you don't have to wear the same clothes because you're not even in the same realm of life.
Yeah.
Give it a fucking break. Wow.
This question was for you.
Thank you for finally asking me that question. What's your answer?
I don't care.
You're from here.
Yeah.
So maybe what's your
pollution, air quality?
Such a hippie. Such a Gemini.
The traffic. The traffic and the people.
I guess the landscape and the human beings.
the disparate. Never mind.
The disparate life experiences?
Yeah.
Amy asked, who comes up with the titles for the episodes?
That's a great question.
Amy, nice one.
Steven, why don't you answer this one for
Steven,
us?
Take it.
Tell us your process.
Walk us through.
Yeah.
In my notebook.
Yes.
I write down things that I find funny and interesting.
Mm-hmm. While we're talking.
Yes, while you're talking.
Not just random thoughts you have.
Just like a diary while you guys are during the episode.
Anywhere diary.
And then, I just throw it back your way and we just narrow it down to something that just makes us laugh, I think.
Let's read from last night.
Yes.
This text you sent us. So we recorded episode, what was the one that was just posted today?
119.
So 119, but it'll be one, you know, whatever. So last night you left.
So much stuff goes on in these texts.
And then you text us options.
At 11 p.m. when we were both at that bar last night.
Yeah.
Georgia walks up to me mid-party and goes,
sorry, real quick.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, Miss Kilgariff, she said.
Important.
And I said, away. And then she said, no, we have to answer this question. So here's a text from Steven. Hey, here are some title ideas for this week's episode. Episode 119, Fingers Everywhere, which is what we ended up picking.
Yeah.
Fingers Everywhere. But there was also Sally Holes, Power Day, Day Raccoon, Corn Style, and Reasonable Face.
Well, and it's, I feel like my favorite thing when I first started listening to podcasts and people would name a title after something that was said in the episode, it was there was like an elation of like when the person finally said it was so fucking cool.
Because you don't know what it's in reference to.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do too. And when we started, we were trying to do those puns that were very fun until we got into the 30s. And then I realized it was just going to be the same numbers.
With a 3 in front of it.
Yes.
I feel like we should go back and rename those first episodes.
Never.
Okay, great.
No, it's too late. It's like, it's already in the ether. We can't.
I just like sometimes I'll see that and I'll be like, What does that even mean? It's so bad. Like in episode, what is it? Like 2020. It's like, what? That's not episode 2020. Why did we name it that?
I know. What I love is people, they'll go like, I just listening to Project Artichoke. And I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. That one took me a while. I totally forgot that's what we named it. And people are being serious about something else we're talking about, but they're using the title.
I love it.
Like we're like, it's a very fun process. Let's just say that.
That was you.
Yeah.
Okay. If someone made a, Karen, Alicia wants to know, if someone made a movie about your lives for some reason, who would you want to play you?
Well, of course, Frances McDormand.
Oh, you don't look like her.
I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, does it have to be matchy-matchy?
I guess not. It could be whoever the fuck you want.
I mean, I don't.
I want both Olsen twins to play me. I wouldn't be so complicated that it takes, and Gemini, that it takes twins to fucking play me.
You know what? That's cool, actually.
Right?
And very like Charlie Kaufman artistic.
Yeah.
And cinematic.
Like, we couldn't get one actress to encapsulate all her depth and fucking interesting shit.
No way.
And the, like, the just the reverberations of her belches. So we had to have two actresses belch at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. How about you? Charlie Kaufman? Kaufman to play you?
I think Charlie Brown. That was my niece's. She used to call, like, you know, Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, or whatever those Charlie Brown peanut specials. My sister used to play them for us. I was there too, but all the time. And so she'd like 2 years old and she'd look and be like, Charlie Brown. It was like the only thing she could say, but it was her way of saying like, do you want to watch it again?
Aww.
And then the first baby doll my sister ever bought her, that looked one of those dolls that looked like a real baby.
Uh-huh.
She pulled it out of the box and she's staring at it, holding it and smiling. And my sister goes, what are you going to name her? And she goes, Charlie Brown. Because it's a little bald round headed baby. And we were like, you're the smartest child on the planet.
She's so smart the way she can put these things together.
The way she calls every single thing she sees Charlie Brown. What's the scariest bug, Georgia? This is from Becca.
The scariest bug is anything that's not supposed to fly that flies.
Ew.
Like a flying spider. Why is it flying? It's a spider. You know what I mean? Or like a fucking flying roach.
Yes.
It's supposed to be a fucking cockroach. Why is it flying?
I came home last night, real time last night, to us, our real time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the TV room, Frank was not paying attention to the food that I had. He was like wagging his tail, which he almost never does, and doing something in the corner. And I was like, there's a bug over there.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be one of these cockroaches.
The big black, like big fucking, they look like a beetle.
Yes. But they're brown.
Brown. Right.
But with wings. And but like shells. They're like water bugs almost. And Frank was had half eaten one. And it was
What is he wagging his fucking tail for?
Because he thinks it's fun. It's like a little monster that he's caught.
Oh my god. Well, I still have that box of moths on the fucking that I haven't moved on the fucking balcony from the cats.
Are you just gonna brick over that balcony and never go out there again?
Yeah.
That's a good, I mean, look.
Listen. Give me the other page. Where's the other page?
Steven has it.
Would either of you, John wants to know, would either of you go in a hot air balloon? No.
No. You know what's weird? I want to go to a hot air balloon festival, get up at dawn, and watch them all take off. Like in those slideshows that my father sends me through email constantly. Those forwarded emails.
Do they have uplifting quotes in cursive on them?
You can do it.
Yeah.
But I would love to see that in real life. Like, watch them get blown up and take off.
Can there be like an apple cider festival going on too? Because
sure.
I want snacks. I'm going to wake up that early and go look at a thing that I'm not part of.
Okay.
I want snacks.
Great. So we'll do this will be a September thing that we'll do.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of like autumnal.
Autumnal.
What if we do it at the Circleville Pumpkin Show?
Oh,
Circleville
my God.
Pumpkin Show. What was the question?
It's just about hot air balloons.
Here's my answer. No, because Margaret Cho was in a hot air balloon crash.
Shut up.
And the last time I did a show, she was on it and she told the story and I could not stop laughing. She people got seriously hurt because a wind kicked up.
Yeah, no.
And her hot air balloon crashed.
Okay. I just don't, none of this, don't do this. Don't do it.
Don't go up there.
Don't go up there.
But for a little while, and this is very fascinating, for a little while, people thought, like in the whatever 1700s or I don't know, probably 1600s, people thought hot
air
balloons.
Actually, it's the 1500s.
Maybe it was 1400s. People thought hot air balloons were the way everyone was going to travel. Right. Have you ever seen those like postcards, the illustrations of like,
right?
People thought that that was going to be like the new superhighway or
idiots,
whatever. Fucking fools,
stupid heads.
We did that one.
Hi, Elvis.
Okay, Sue asks us this. She says, stupid icebreaker type question, but if you'd only bring 5 things with you to a desert island, 5 things, what would they be?
Ooh.
I'm going to count them off while you say what they are.
Elvis.
Yes.
Vince. Do you like that Vince a second? Don't tell him. Mimi. Dottie.
One thing left.
Shit. A fucking hammock.
And then you all get into that hammock together
and die
as a family
and starve to death.
I would have to bring, the very first thing is tweezers. Fucking
is it because the sun's gonna look like be great and you're gonna actually be able to see those hairs?
That, and I will fully look like Tom Hanks in Castaway if I don't bring tweezers.
Okay,
in 6 months they'll come and rescue me and be like, this man has a goatee.
Did you eat Karen?
We don't need her. So I would say tweezers. If they're
a mirror, you'll need a mirror.
That's right. A mirror. My earbuds, if they were connected to something.
And you might as well bring alcohol if you're going to be on a fucking deserted island.
God, thank you. How about a crate of rum?
Ugh.
Then I just start saying a Pirates of the Caribbean movie plot line. I bury the rum. No one knows it's there. I'm drunk. Eyeliner, black eyeliner, and big boots like Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect.
Let's see. I'm going to read the longest one, and I don't know what it says. Ashley says, has reading / covering a specific story made you change your behavior? For example, I compulsively lock my car after I get out thanks to a campus alert I received while in college about a man climbing into unlocked cars and waiting until people had driven off campus to sit up and carjack them.
Yep. That's a horrifying story.
Yeah. I think that I was already paranoid to begin with, but I guess I've just gotten paranoider.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know the thing, like we were talking about this the other night, but I think I'm just suspicious of people who seem like they've got, like there's nothing going on. Like those people who are like in a good mood all the time, like positive and upbeat or whatever, I'm just like, you're not fucking fooling me.
You think people are hiding shit more now.
The more even keel and like well-adjusted you seem to be to me, because I don't believe people are really like
so
that.
So you must think I'm crazy. But
I'm
fucking kidding.
I think you're the safest person there could be on this planet.
Thank you.
No, it just,
thank you?
The veneer, like what's this big veneer for? Like the people that are like, well, I do my CrossFit every morning and then I fucking do this and I do that. And there's no outer show that you are hurt, broken, affected or whatever, where it's like, oh, are you a sociopath?
And so you're people just like, who won't show any vulnerability.
Yeah. People who just, they've like the outer presentation is perfection. Mm-hmm. I don't buy it.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. You go.
Wait, did you answer?
No.
Okay.
I agree.
There's something about the sound of an old-timey cash register that really takes me back.
I know. It sounds like someone is about to hand me an ice cream cone, but it also sounds like we just sold some merch.
That's right. And if you're a Shopify user like us, you know that this sound means you just made a sale.
Shopify has helped millions of businesses sell their products online, but did you know they also offer the same support for brick and mortar stores?
From accepting payments to managing inventory, they have everything you need to sell in person. So give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS tracks sales across all your locations. That way, you'll always know what you have in stock and where.
They also provide reliable tech that fits your unique retail needs, like turning a tablet into a credit card reader.
And if you're looking to reach new customers, check out Shopify's marketing tools. They're easy to use, and they integrate with all social media platforms.
With Shopify, we have a powerful partner for managing our sales. And if you're a business owner, you can too.
Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period today at shopify.com/murder. And here's the important note, that promo code is all lowercase.
So go to shopify.com/murder and take your retail business to the next level.
That's shopify.com/murder. Again, don't forget, the code is all lowercase.
Goodbye.
Okay, how about this one? Rachel asks, if you could have been a fly on the wall in the police station for any past murder investigation, which investigation would you choose and why?
That's good. Well, of course, I want to say East Area Rapist right off the bat. I think more so than the investigation, I want to be a fly on the wall for an interrogation.
Yes.
Like, to me, that sounds so fun. And, like, when I watch them on, true crime shows, I'm obsessed with that part, and I want to watch the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
So, I bet it was so fun to fucking interrogate Golden State Killer.
Yeah, I mean, I would absolutely. I know that's very, like, of the moment, but it really is just, I want to know everything that's going on, and it drives me crazy that we don't get a direct line of, like, well, this happened yesterday, and this is this.
I think I would also love, actually, Burke Ramsey's child psychologist interrogation.
Nice one.
That's like, there's a little bit of footage we can watch, but I want to fucking listen in on all of it. And I also want to be seated next to a child psychologist who can tell me what's going on and why.
Yes.
Like, he's saying this because of this. That is a bad sign right there. Like, all that cranny.
Yes.
Crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah. Where there's things that are indicators that you wouldn't necessarily know unless you're a real expert. Yeah. I think that's also why I really, really did love Mindhunter so much. Because any other thing that you could pick apart or have a complaint with, because that's all anyone does anymore is pick things apart. But I found it so satisfying that there was that moment where he was sitting there just having a chat with Ed Kemper, and there was nothing in you that didn't totally believe that was Ed Kemper. And that's really what it is, where I don't like the celebrity of serial killers or whatever, but I am fascinated with what happens when a brain goes and someone just is following their own crazy logic to that degree.
Yeah.
But they can actually tell you about it.
Right.
But that's exactly the way I'd want to do it, where it's not really the real person.
Yeah.
And it's,
You know that our Ed Kemper, our actor friend.
Our boy Ed Kemper.
Ed Kemper, he's in Barry.
Yes.
The TV show, which is so exciting.
He's in it, and the Yellow King from the first season of The True Detective.
Right.
That guy's an incredible actor.
So good. That show, the guy who plays the shaved-headed
gangster.
Oh my God, I love him so much.
He's such a fascinating-faced person.
Yeah.
But that Yellow King, man, when he shows up anywhere, because he was that, he's been all these things where every time he shows up, you're like, hold on, I know that face.
I didn't know Vince knew. He had to show me a photo from that show to be like, remember? I didn't remember.
That's the thing where it's like, I wish people would save their saying people are genius actors or whatever for shit like that, where it's like, have they ever made you truly believe they were an entirely different person? Because that's good acting.
So good. Should we do one more?
Or sure.
Keep going.
Yeah, I think we can wrap this down.
Yeah. If you could be on a jury, Sheila says open back stairs are the most terrifying things ever, right?
Open back stairs?
Yeah. Like, I think, like, my stairs right here, where, like, someone can grab your ankle.
Oh, on the ground. I was like, aren't they all open backs? You mean, like, a slide that's covered? How would it not be open back? So, like, almost like 70s modern stairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Sure. Lily wants to know, in which era of U.S. history do you think it would be easiest to get away with a murder?
I think, Wild West, right?
Yeah, or any time. I'm always shocked at any time that they solve a murder, like, before the 1930s.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing how it was just, like, the crime scene would get discovered, and immediately 17 reporters would be standing in the blood,
and they would be chain smoking in it.
Yeah. And yeah. like spitting gum into, I mean, it's so crazy. I wonder what your answer would be to this, because this might not be a good area, but in case you do have an answer, Julie asks, what are your favorite fictional crime shows?
Oh, fictional? I did like Cold Case.
Cold Case, the one with the blonde girl?
Yeah.
With all the hair?
Yeah. I don't watch that many of those. They're just not my thing. But of course, Law and Order is just like fucking epic and amazing.
So good.
What's yours? I like Killing Eve is out right now, and I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. I heard that's good.
It's really... Sandra Oh is such a fucking badass.
Someone said... I think it's Emily Nussbaum, who is a reporter for, I think, the New York Times. But I follow her on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And she was like... She was raving about that show.
Yeah.
She was like, I love it. It's making me so happy.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, I definitely grew up and like Law and Order kept me alive when I used to have to do the road.
Because
I would go and have these, I mean, horrific nights of just terrible eating it in like one-nighters and terrible bars and like just bad shit where I was like, I didn't want to be there. They didn't want me there. Everything about it was like not fun, which I lost the point entirely of like, this is what you're supposed to be, just having fun with people.
Right.
But it was awful. And then I would go back to my hotel room and just lock the door, turn the lights off, turn the TV on, get room service and watch Law and Order. And it was like taking a hot bath. Yeah. It was my hot bath.
Yeah.
And I realized it was on all the time and everywhere. And I could have that hot bath feeling whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
And Sam Waterston is the OG, like something about that guy.
Yeah.
I love the subtle storyline that he's kind of always fucking the female DA that works with him. There's always some weird, like, they're not overt, but like one time they'll say one thing about how he's having an affair with this person, except for not Angie Harmon.
No.
She was way too hot for Sam Waterston.
Of course. I love it. That's good.
Do you think we've done it?
I think we did.
Steven,
it.
Was that long enough?
It's about an hour. Well, sorry. Uh-oh. That's about an hour.
All right.
It was long enough that Steven's voice shut down.
Steven lost his voice.
Should we ask Steven a couple questions?
Yeah, here. let me find one. Steven, pen or pencil?
Uh-oh.
Let me ask you who that's from. Tell you. Brianna wants to know, do you prefer using pen or pencil?
Pen.
Okay. And then...
Good one, Brianna.
Okay, wait.
Just because I write weird and so I smudge. And so if you have a pencil...
With the side of your hand?
Yeah.
Smudges. What about Steven? What?
Steven!
Kate wants to know what your death row meal, your death sentence meal would be.
Oh, that's a good one. Let's all say ours.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's guilty pleasure, right?
You don't
need to go out on a high note. I feel
it's
like...
It's your last anything you get to eat on this planet.
Comfort food. Like
anything.
The thing that makes you happy. I think I already said mine is cheese plate, corn dogs, and deviled eggs.
You're sticking with your Cleveland meal?
Sticking with it and champagne.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yes!
With hot dogs.
Yes!
Pepper on top and ketchup.
Nice. That sounds disgusting.
Just that one entree?
Yeah, just that. Just be like a big bowl.
Almost like a mac and cheese hot dog casserole.
Yeah, like the whole box of Kraft, like not just half of it.
Yeah, not a scoop.
You're just, not splitting.
I'm just having the
it's
whole
not splitsies.
Thing.
You
and you
get
put
all of
pepper,
it.
Like ground pepper, on top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Over the so it's got a nice little.
That sounds disgusting, and I want it immediately. And what kind of hot sauce?
Oh no, just straight up ketchup. Straight up Heinz ketchup.
Like
just
mixed in it
with macaroni and cheese.
Stephen, were you abandoned in a children's cafeteria?
No,
when
like,
you were 8 years old.
You want a high C with that?
It just reminds me of when my mom was like, I don't want to cook. I've been working 9 to 5 and I have to pick you up from daycare. And like, I'm just going to throw that Kraft in the thing. You heat it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It feels like.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Mix it with
and
the cheese.
And kids fucking love it.
Hot
like
dogs.
They never go, I don't know how to eat
right.
this. It's just like they eat it all.
Hot dogs for protein-ish.
Yeah.
And extra sodium.
Hot dogs for nitrates.
If we're doing childhood loves, then I want to change mine to cornmeal pancakes for dinner.
Oh.
And
who did that, Janet or Marty?
Janet. Pancakes for dinner. We like didn't know we were poor. It's like the most exciting thing.
Yeah, that's fun times.
Yeah. What's yours, Karen?
Well, if we're going to do childhood, then it's overcooked chicken breast,
mm-hmm.
Oh, because my mother always was like, oh, pull that chicken out of the oven. She would just, like, always forgot it was in there. So overcooked chicken breasts, minute rice, and frozen corn that's been defrosted. Oh, yeah,
that's good.
And then just like Steven's saying, I think the seasoning is kind of key, because that's when all the food my mom made was so bland that you'd be like, no, you know what? I will try some pepper. Like, I know I'm only 10, but let's get some
salt and pepper. But Lowry's seasoning salt is actually great.
Look at onion salt we could use. There's okay. All kinds of things.
What about Stouffer's French bread pizzas then? Can we go there?
My parents wouldn't buy shit like that.
Well, I eat it as an adult, though.
Oh, then yes, we can go there.
Okay.
I feel like Vince made us one of those one time after we were recording for a long time.
No, that was like a tombstone something or other.
It was good, though.
It was fucking good.
Like, coming downstairs, and I think this is the other thing, because this got pulled out of the equation kind of early, where my mom would be like, well, make it yourself. She was the queen of make it yourself. So anytime someone's like, I whipped up this thing for you, yeah. The concept of it makes me like go, this is the best thing ever. So,
like, even when you're dating someone, they're like, let me make you dinner.
Never fucking happened.
What?
I can't remember one person that cooked that I knew.
Are you serious? I gave Steven a look of like, Steven, we need to help her.
I just in this Q&A show alone realized that I have a bad picker. I just can't pick them at all.
All right. Well, Steven and I are going to pick someone for you.
It's just because I always date bodybuilders.
Oh, stop it. You're complaining about people who don't want dessert and then you're dating a bodybuilder?
I'm not. Oh. I'm totally joking.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm trying to figure out why the fuck.
Oh, I get it.
What am I doing?
He would boil a fucking chicken breast for you.
I mean, one would hope. Some rice pilaf and a bunch of broccoli.
Ooh, rice pilaf and broccoli and...
What about that rice pilaf that has the weird almonds in it? Are these almonds man-made?
Dude, I love that shit.
They're good.
I'm hungry. Should we get food?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thanks for listening to this fucking weird Q&A. We'll be back home in the US of A next week.
We'll be back on brand when our big tour is over.
That's right.
So thanks for listening. Stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. Hey, Elvis, you want a cookie?
Whoa.
He's like, you guys have been making me hungry this whole fucking time.